It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
We all want to look beautiful, but we don't want to be putting things on our skin that are dangerous, especially things with cancer-causing ingredients. David, you are the expert. Tell us what we want, what we don't want, what big worded things we need to look out for, all that good stuff.
We're going to break it down and make it simple. I think the most important thing to know is that there are more than 1,500 people that die of cancer every single day. And that one fourth of the deaths are contributed to cancer, but 1,500 of them are due to cancer. And so it's just a mind-boggling number. And so the question is, how can we prevent the cancer? You and I have spoken about different lifestyle changes we can make through foods, different lifestyle changes we can make through exercise. And one thing I talk about a lot is just in our beauty products and the chemicals that go into our body through not just beauty products, but our foods, again, and some of the plastic containers. So that's where I really want to focus today, is in Europe, over 1,100 ingredients have been banned or restricted because they've been found to be toxic, they've found to be dangerous, but in the U.S. it's only 11. And so what I want to focus right now on is that there are a handful of ingredients that are known to be known carcinogens. Our government says, right on the FDA website, these are known carcinogens, but they're allowed to be used in our products. And that just boggles my mind.
Well, I'm going to impress you because I think I can finally pronounce a word we've talked about in the past that you do not want. I was so excited. Hydroquinone? No. Darn it.
Hydroquinone.
Hydroquinone. I was so close.
Hydroquinone is actually illegal in most countries. The U.S. is one of two countries that has not banned it. And there's a lot of ingredients that I think we should go further and ban. And you're going to be surprised where these ingredients are. The hydroquinone you're speaking of is in skin lightening products. You'll often find them. There are a low level of it, meaning 1% or 2% in over-the-counter products. And then in drug or prescribed products, you can sometimes see it as 2%, 3%, or 4%. And so this is a dangerous ingredient that should not be used. But it is still allowed. But I'm going to go further with something that's more common in products that are in your home and you're using every day, every day. And this is, it's just going to boggle your mind. You don't have to be a chemist, but grab some of the products off the shelf and look for it. And we'll post these words up on the Radio MD site, but I just want you to understand these are simple things that are in every product or most products on the shelf. I can't say every, but most products. You're going to see the word PEG, polyethylene, polyethylene glycol. You're going to see anything ending in the letters ETH, and that's your Loreth sulfates, whether sodium or ammonium, doesn't matter. They're in your shampoo. They're in your body wash. They're in shave creams. They're in toothpaste. They're in all kinds of skin creams. They're in all kinds of products. And so, but they're known carcinogens. And the FDA did a study and said, well, they're in at such trace levels that we feel it's safe. Well, that's okay when you use one product, but all of us, and I've heard this so many times from male listeners saying I don't use many products, and you've heard me respond, is I got up this morning, I shaved, I used an aftershave, I washed my body, I used a deodorant, I shampooed my hair, I used a hair conditioner, a styling aid, I brushed my teeth. You know, now collectively, you've got a number of products that are building up and putting allowing these chemicals into our body, and up to 60% of these ingredients are absorbed by our body. So, I've lost too many people in my family and friends in my circle to cancer. And if I can do something to stop it from happening to anybody else, I just want to take a different approach. I may not have a cure for cancer, but I can certainly have a way of preventing it. And that's what I want to tell everybody. Pick up the products, look at the label, make sure they don't contain ingredients that end in ETH, that contain the word PEG, or anything that says polyethylene glycol or contains the word glycols. These are things to stay away from. And I'm going to shock you even more. This isn't just in our cosmetic products. This isn't just in our personal care products. But they're even on our food products, okay?
And
I was going to say, you've got to be shocked by this, but on my diet, I started buying a liquid flavoring for my water, and I won't name the name, guys. I'm going to say to you, go look at the back of the labels, but I bought the most popular one out there at the time, and I was using it, and my son goes to me, Dad, you talk all the time about ingredients. Have you read the back of it? And I'm thinking, no, but it's a flavoring. It's not going to be a big deal. I look, and there it said propylene glycol. That's the ingredient, one of the key ones I just said. If it contains the word glycol, stay away from it. It's a carcinogen. It was the number two ingredient on the label. So it is prominent in this recipe.
And that is scary.
It's very scary. So quickly, I went and found ones that are more natural and do not contain those, the propylene glycol. And so you're going to find propylene glycol, other ingredients in an ETH or contain the word PEG, are in processed foods. So it goes back to when you and I talk about using non-processed foods. But processed foods, I'm going to tell you, they can use all these ingredients that I don't want to put on my body in my skincare, personal care products. I certainly don't want to be ingesting them through my food products. And obviously, it's going into your system even faster. And I just can't believe that these things are allowed. So I just want to caution everybody, read the ingredient statements. One, eat more natural food in the natural state, less processed food. Look and make sure that these ingredients aren't on the ingredient statement. And I'm going to go further. There is something called BPA, which is in plastics. And this is mind-boggling to me. Well, our government hasn't banned it yet, okay? The Center for Disease Control has done all kinds of tests, and they found that in urine, BPA of 93% of those 6 years old and older. So anybody above six in the U.S., they did this test on a group. 93% of them had BPA in the urine. And so I can tell you Canada has already banned it. One of the large water bottle manufacturers has already banned it. And so you can look on the bottom of plastic bottles and make sure it says BPA free. Okay, that's the biggest thing to look for. Or make sure that it's not stamped with a number 7 in the recycling. BPA is a dangerous ingredient, and it's something we need to avoid. But I think what was the most shattering to me is they actually line plastic, or I'm sorry, they line the cans where we get like our canned vegetables and canned fruits. They're lined. A lot of our frozen foods come in plastic containers that contain BPA. So when you put it in the microwave and heat it up, it's activating it, releasing it into our food. And so we are poisoning ourselves constantly through products we put on our skin, foods we eat, and even the containers being used. And so these are things that you can do, simple lifestyle changes, okay, of how to avoid some of these ingredients and help prevent cancer. And I know you've made a lot of lifestyle changes, Lisa. I've made more dramatic changes this past year, but you live a healthier life and you're a great inspiration.
Yeah, I definitely do. It's funny though, with the cans, there is a company called Eden. They actually use a different sort of liner for their can, which is BPA free. But I do love some of the other healthier brands, and I don't know if they do or not, but I think that's something that I obviously need to look into, because I feel like, oh wow, look at the ingredients. It's all whole foods, but what about that can? So I'm so glad you brought that up. Now let's talk about things we should be using then, because we all, like I said in the beginning, we all want to look lovely or beautiful or handsome. And by the way, I love what you said about men, because I don't think they realize how many products they're using. I mean, that was brilliant, by the way. You are so smart.
Oh, please. Now I'm turning red as we do. But men don't realize the products. And I use men as an example, because if I can sit here and tell you men, we don't use products, we're rough and tough, we don't need them. Okay. And I can list them that surprises everybody. What do you think the average woman uses? Because they're going beyond what us guys use. Okay. You're using a hand lotion throughout the day, maybe a body lotion, of perfume, let alone makeup, let alone hairspray. And so the number, your risk for cancer has just dramatically increased. And that, you know, you see cancer on the rise in this country, you got to wonder why. And I'm going to go with, it's all the chemicals that are not safe, but yet are allowed to be used in our products. So again, it's in our personal care products, our food products, and the plastic. That's the one thing. I don't even use the microwave in my home. My home came with a microwave. It is the one thing I avoid. I don't use it for anything. I don't trust the microwave. I don't trust the containers that I'm cooking in. And so I certainly am not going to use it. So the key is find products that are more natural. If you're not going to have natural, okay, or you're going to get something processed, we all live hectic lifestyles, at least learn to read the ingredient statement and ask questions and avoid the known carcinogens.
Oh, exactly. Well, it makes such a difference. I mean, obviously, you have a product, Pure Attitude. I just want to throw that in there. That does make you look beautiful and is totally safe. So thank goodness for you, David.
Well, thank you. It is all natural. It's been featured on NBC Today Show and all. And so if they go to the website, they'll be able to learn more about it. And I appreciate you bringing it up. There are safe alternatives. There is a way to lead a healthier life. And there is a way to prevent cancer. And so just be smart. Read labels. Learn what you're putting on and in your body. I'm health and beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis. This is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Everybody, stay well.